And that's almost it for this hour of Studio 360. Before we go, though, magician David Kwong again. As I said earlier, he's known for his Scrabble and crossword superpowers, so I decided to throw him a curveball. I asked him to come up with an obscure, great Scrabble word for every letter in the alphabet. It took him a minute, but he pulled it off.
Well, my favorite A word is the Anoa, which is a Southeast Asian water buffalo. I like Bantes, which are small chickens. Nida, C-N-I-D-A, is the stinger of a jellyfish. A great D word is Jin, D-J-I-N-N. Etesian, E-T-E-S-I-A-N. I have no idea what it means. Fainest, F-A-I-N-E-S-T. Should we play Scrabble after this?
Yeah, let's do that.
G, let's do gnomon, which is a part of a sundial, G-N-O-M-O-N. A great H word is a short one. You have to know your two-letter words in Scrabble. So you have to know H-M, which is hmm, id for I, and J-O for J, which is a sweetheart. K-A is ka, who doesn't like a double L for llama. Another two-letter word is mm, M-M. N-I-S-E-I is a great N word. It's a vowel dump, and that's a Japanese-American. Oxy, O-X-Y, it's a Y hook for the word ox. P.
Could you do fit, like P-F-T?
Oh, yes, you can, actually.
Really? Good, yeah, I'm giving you one.
Q, you have your U-less Q words, of course. Q-I-V-I-U-T is the hair of a muskox. R-O-U-E, which is a vowel dump and a lecherous man.
A great word.
Yeah. Doesn't apply to you, though, at all.
I'm afraid not.
S-H is another two-letter word. That's...
You mean just shh?
Yeah, just shh. The Toea, T-O-E-A, a vowel dump. I believe that's a currency. I'm going to guess. Maybe Papua New Guinea. How about UK is a Soviet proclamation, U-K-A-S-E.
I would say for sure. I know that word.
Vav, V-A-V, the Hebrew letter. It's a good way to get rid of both those Vs if you get them both. The waniest, xylem, X-Y-L-E-M. You could drop the X from that and get a Y-L-E-M. I don't really know what that is, but I'm pretty sure it's a word. And my favorite Z word is probably zoea, Z-O-E-A, the offspring of crab. You can add an E on the end of that to pluralize it.
David Kwong, thank you very much.
Thank you. I hope you learned something.